Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Coming up later on in the show, we'll offer a review of Joss Whedon's The Avengers, which Whedon wrote and directed, and of course which allows all of the Marvel superheroes of recent years to team up together in one great big cinematic spectacle, but we'll get to that later. Right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're going to pay tribute to a talented film composer who passed away not too long ago, a guy by the name of Joel Goldsmith. Now, Goldsmith, of course, is a familiar name to film music fans. Jerry Goldsmith, the legendary film composer, was Joel's father, and Joel sadly passed away at the young age of 54 on April 29th of this year, and we wanted to pay tribute to him by offering some of the selections that he wrote over the course of his career. And we'll begin with a score from a movie which certainly wasn't very good, starring Kevin Sorbo, but the music is quite entertaining. Here's a suite from Kull the Conqueror. Enjoy.
Thank you.
music from Kull the Conqueror, written by Joel Goldsmith. Goldsmith didn't really get the opportunity to work on many high-quality movies over the course of his career, but one of the exceptions was a lovely family movie which was released in 1996 called Shiloh. Let's take a listen to some of his score.
Thank you. and see a friend in the end. That is all some people ask for when their lives are lonely and sad. Sometimes when a tear falls unseen and you think nobody cares, no one's there who will hear all that we ask for. When our hearts are lonely and sad, are there angels standing by, sending help away? Angels in disguise who can feel what we don't know how to say? Are there? Sometimes when the dark rolls away, there's a glimpse of something bright in the night, and it's more than you had asked for. When your heart was lost and all alone, are there angels standing by, sending
That's music written for Shiloh by Joel Goldsmith. The music that Goldsmith will probably be best remembered for is the music that he wrote for the Stargate franchise over the years. He scored many, many episodes of not only Stargate SG-1, but also Stargate Universe and Stargate Atlantis, and did some of his best work on those programs. Right now, let's take a listen to a suite of music, beginning with Goldsmith's arrangement of the main theme, written by David Arnold, and then some of his underscore for a couple of the episodes. Let's take a listen. This is music from Stargate SG-1. listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're spotlighting music from composer Joel Goldsmith, who passed away recently. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, his father is the famous Jerry Goldsmith. They worked together on a television show called Brotherhood of the Gun and produced this charming theme. Take a listen. The theme song from Brotherhood of the Gun, written by Joel and Jerry Goldsmith. Let's move along to a sprightly comic score written for a movie called Diamonds, which starred Kirk Douglas. Enjoy. Thank you.
Is it just coincidence? I know it doesn't make no sense. Whistling a tune with glee, me, myself and I makes three. It doesn't take a scientist to prove to me that you're the best. It wouldn't change the twinkle in your eyes. My heart will find no melody. I'd find myself in jeopardy if you weren't in my life. It's you and me, the fish in the sea, the stars up in the sky. It's a bird in flight that makes it alright and keeps this world alive. If I only were a king, all your fingers would have rings. The biggest one would spell your name, and an holiday would be the same. I'm not a rocket scientist, don't fuss about with politics. Forever you're the apple of my eye. My heart beats like a timpani, accompanying the symphony that spins our lives around. It's a you and me, the fish in the sea, the stars up in the sky. It's a bird in flight that makes it alright and keeps this world alive.
Music by Joel Goldsmith, with a little help from Peter Noon there at the end, written for the comedy Diamonds. Next up, let's move to the other big Stargate series that Goldsmith worked on. This is a suite of music from Stargate Atlantis. I think the music for this program was probably the best stuff that Goldsmith did. Better than the SG-1 music, I think, because he had access to a larger orchestra and array of musicians over the course of that show. Anyway, let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music written for Stargate Atlantis. We wrap up our tribute to Joel Goldsmith by featuring a piece from a long-forgotten thriller starring Ice-T entitled Stealth Fighter. Let's take a listen. Music by Joel Goldsmith, written for the film Stealth Fighter. Mr. Goldsmith, a talented man, and one who will certainly be missed. Now time to move along to the movie review portion of today's program. Yes, actually had time to get to the movies for a change and review something. And so, without further ado, a brief take on The Avengers. After years of build-up, the moment has finally arrived. The Avengers are here. The plot is as simple as they come. The villainous Loki, played by Tom Hiddleston, is planning to take over the world, and it's up to a super team comprised of Iron Man, played by Robert Downey Jr., Captain America, played by Chris Evans, Thor, played by Chris Hemsworth, Black Widow, played by Scarlett Johansson, Hawkeye, played by Jeremy Renner, Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, and Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Incredible Hulk, played by Mark Ruffalo, to stop him. Of course, the details are more complicated than that, but the Avengers isn't particularly concerned with complexity or depth. It wants to be a big, loud, blustery popcorn movie, which sends the audience home happy, and it achieves that goal with aplomb. The simple design of the Avengers allows director Joss Whedon to toy around with a host of entertaining theoretical scenarios. What happens when Thor fights Iron Man? What happens when the Hulk takes on Black Widow? What about Captain America taking on Thor? As you might expect, a lot of noise is made and a lot of property damage occurs. However, Whedon's charming sense of humor and the film's consistently solid characterization give these scenes a personality, which prevents them from being nothing more than Michael Bay-style noise. It's a movie which knows how to fuse punches with punchlines, and also the rare summer blockbuster which manages to become sharper and more entertaining as it proceeds. The first half hour is a little clunky, though. All of the performances are exceptional, particularly Downey's perpetually entertaining Tony Stark, but we've seen them all before. Well, most of them. Mark Ruffalo proves a welcome addition to the Marvel team, delivering a Bruce Banner who is warmer and more appealingly enigmatic than his predecessors. It's a fine piece of acting which stands out as an appreciably understated element in a largely over-the-top movie. On the other side of the spectrum, Tom Hiddleston seems to relish the opportunity to seethe with rage as the savage Loki. Is The Avengers everything I was hoping it would be? Honestly, not really. I had hoped for a more wildly ambitious film, a movie which would capitalize on the best elements of its predecessors and somehow congeal them into a single epic whole. Imagine my surprise to discover that The Avengers doesn't really feel much like any of its predecessors. However, I must confess that I had a grand time. More than any of the other Marvel Studios flicks, it's a film which successfully recreates the feeling of reading an Avengers comic, from the larger-than-life imagery to the manner in which the action scenes are framed to the manner in which the characters speak. What it lacks in emotional depth, it compensates for in blustery joy. It may be nothing more than cheerful wish fulfillment, but what's the point in complaining when one's wishes are being fulfilled? Perhaps on a different day I might find it tiresome, but my first viewing of The Avengers hit me from just the right angle. Here's hoping it does the same for you. I give it a rating of 3.5 stars out of 4. And that concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
to my eyes.